Cheapest creepers. 100 times, Mark, we've done this. Sat next to each other while drinking beers.
Yes.
And this is the first time we've used these glasses.
That's a celebratory mood we're in, and we've got different glasses.
And also the dishwasher's on. That has the normal glasses.
That too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow, Mark. What a momentous occasion.
Who would have thought?
Who would have thunk it?
All those years ago when you cold called me and said...
It's weird you said cold call. I wasn't trying to sell you anything. You always
were trying to sell me on starting a podcast.
Well, yeah, look, and 100 episodes later, you get someone to make one video for you every fortnight. You know? How about that? And that's just
you had
one.
Big plans for your YouTube empire.
Oh, yeah.
Started off strong.
I started off with a hiss and a roar.
You did.
Really did.
Now you run a podcast.
Yeah, now I just produce a podcast.
Yes.
And you do the all the sponsorship part of
it. Yes, I do have a job. You're the now.
Business
administrator. We have a sponsor today.
Whoa. Yeah.
Did my job.
Thanks for the beers. We'll reveal that sponsor soon.
Yes.
Yeah, these are not great glasses, are they? Oh, no. Look at this is some seriously terrible pours. So 100 times you and I have talked shit. Drank beers and discussed a little bit of rugby.
This is true. It's a big night.
Huge night.
It's
almost as big as the 2CGD.
We've got special stuff coming.
Oh, we do.
The special sauce.
We never have special stuff
We were
coming.
Supposed to do this last
I
week.
I know. And in 2CG fashion,
we stuffed it up. That we like recorded it and then realized we hadn't had the microphones on.
No, it wasn't that.
It wasn't a technical issue. It was a physical issue.
I had the lurgy. So yes. I said, Mark, you're going to have to... And last week it was a far more glittering affair. We had guests. We had... massive sort of
booked out a venue.
Yeah, that's right. It was huge. We had delegates who were arriving from all over the world.
I know.
It was a who's who of rugby stardom. And
this is it.
You know, Barack Obama was thinking about coming, but decided not to. He wasn't even going to come last week.
Okay.
He didn't RSVP in the end.
Oh, fair enough.
But no, this week's just you and me, mate. You and me, as it should be, as it was in the beginning, as it shall be in the end.
That's it.
2CGD. Rock. We've never had a guest.
But we are going to have some guests.
Oh, yeah, exactly. We've got input today. And to those people, I put it out there on Reddit and some other... You put it out there in your different social mediums and whatnot, saying, if you'd like to say something, a little video, a little short little voice recording...
Send it through. And we got people responded.
Yeah, we got 10 of them.
Nice.
So, we're going to listen to those. Stick around to the end, though.
Yeah.
That's a real YouTube thing to do.
It is. Watch all the way to the end and you'll get to
all
see.
All of this shit until you get to see something a little bit exciting.
I haven't seen a second of any of them.
I saw a couple.
Tony's seen a little bit of a couple.
Yeah, I have. There's good stuff.
Okay.
I haven't seen them all though.
Okay, so there's going to be reaction. There's going to be drama. Stick around. Who knows what'll happen?
Oh, wow. We have to do like a celebratory 100th thumbnail.
Okay.
Give me your freeze frame.
Like with the four pointing fingers, like.
There we go. We got it. Sure. Oh, okay. We don't even have to make a video. We've got a thumbnail.
Is that?
All right. Well, cheers to you,
cheers,
Mark.
Cheers, champ. It's 100.
2CGD. 100 more.
Who would have thought it?
I've never had this beer before. It's fine. Is it 100th? 2CGD worthy? Maybe not.
It's refreshing. It says so on the can.
Yeah, it is refreshing.
They're telling you, it's refreshing.
It's a cold day here in New Zealand. I probably need something warming.
It's been a little bit brisk.
Yeah, it is. It's we're in the depths of winter for you Northern Hemisphere folks who are now
been quite different watching some of the games in the Northern Hemisphere being played in glorious sunshine.
Well, watching the Leinster game of the weekend, I was like, they're wearing the same stuff I'm wearing. You know, like still big, thick jackets. Saw a scarf here and there.
Right.
I did spend a little bit of a summer in Ireland once.
Okay.
And had one afternoon that was kind of nice and the rest of it was pretty fucking miserable. Okay. I had a great time. Incredible country. Loved every second of my time, but the weather was
You don't
great.
Go there for the weather?
No.
Okay.
No. Beautiful country, incredible people, and I'm sure they have nice days.
Yes.
I just caught one nice afternoon. And it was early on when I got there. I was like, oh yeah, this is summer. We're going to have a great time. And like,
yeah, there's a guy, this is a bit unrelated, but it was a distracted podcast, so why not?
Yeah.
There's a guy who's got an Icelandic guy who's got some quite funny shorts on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And he mentioned that Iceland also has shitty weather. Mm-hmm. So there's a Twitter account which has been set up specifically to only tweet when Iceland has a genuinely nice day. And I forget how many years it's been set up, but it's a lot, and it hasn't tweeted that many times.
That'd be today's good, nice.
That'd be a good one for someone in other parts of the world to maybe copycat they
could
as well.
It could have a bit of a tete-a-tete with Wellington. Yeah. With Wellington.
Yes, Wellington. Oh, windy Wellington.
Wellington on a nice day, you can't beat it. You just don't get many of them. It is great on a nice day. You've been in Wellington on a nice day?
Yeah, no, I have. Mm. It's always a little bit windy, though.
Yeah. Oh, it's a battle in the winter. She sure is a battle. I'm worried about that light. It looks like it's just hanging on for dear life there, doesn't it?
It'll make it in true TCGD fashion.
It really will.
Is a podcast. If this is your first time in, welcome along.
It's called
2 Cents Gets Distracted.
It's a rugby podcast.
And this is our 100th episode.
We've done 100.
Welcome along. We're rolling up the red carpet for you folks. Yeah. We are going to talk some Super Rugby. Yes. We are going to talk some Urk.
Mm. I get the Urks on Urk.
There's a few little bits and bobs to go over. A bit of winking.
A bit of winking. We're happy boys as well. Our team. Yes.
Almost like they just thought, geez, the boys are going to talk some rugby for their 100th episode. We can't let them down.
Can't let them be sad. Judging by our season, we had every right to lose that game. I felt
we were like giving the Blues shit going into this one. Like, we don't deserve to be there. We'd rather Moana go.
Didn't
there.
Even feel like we really deserved to be there. But that's it. Fuck losing me, record and everything. I'll take it. Exactly. I'll take it. If we win the next two games and win the final, so we just have to win two more games and we win the comp.
Yeah, we win
right?
the comp. 2 games away from glory time. We just need to break the Crusaders' like 30 plus unbeaten home record.
Big bubbles, no troubles.
There you go.
It's got to be done some stage. Ask a South African about Eden Park. They're pretty confident this year. But if we do that, will we have a winning record?
We might break even.
We'll be 50-50 and be champions.
Were we like 8-5? Something like that. Maybe now we'd be 6-8. Something like that.
Yeah. Well, it worked out bloody nice because we didn't have a dead rubber at the end of it.
Yes.
Which was great.
For the people who planned everything out, it worked out nicely. They look like geniuses instead of idiots.
100%. Yeah, because it could have been, because you would have been sitting pretty comfortably, being the Brumbies and the Hurricanes with 20 minutes to go in that game. You know, the midfielder Chiefs scored. They were 19-6 up, and you think,
you're like, oh well,
Blues aren't making
much
of their
chances. We were booking
chances.
Our tickets to Hamilton or Christchurch.
Yeah. But they
It became an interesting one.
It sure did. Oh my, I feel like we're talking about
so
rugby.
So much rugby. This is like uncharacteristic
got a lot to get
for
through.
Us.
But yeah, we will address the 100th episode, and the people have submitted some awesome stuff for us to have a wee look at and a reaction.
That's right. In YouTube fashion.
Looking forward to doing that, but we probably need to get to the rugby.
There's also a sponsor.
Oh, yeah. Well, shit, we could do the sponsor.
Yeah.
Ding, ding.
Bella.
Boxing.
And barbell.
Oh, fuck.
What is it? Bella.
Ballard, barbell, Bella, boxing.
Barbell and boxing. I'm wearing
sorry,
their gear, but it's
I'm,
a bit cold.
I'm sorry, and I couldn't find the t-shirt. I think I wear it from time to time. Yeah, it's in the rotation. I think it might be in the wash.
They're a boxing gym.
They're a boxing gym in Ballard,
which is
near
Seattle.
Yeah, 100%.
And it's their 15th anniversary coming up this very month.
Ba-boom. And they're going to be, they've been open, I can click. There we go. They've been open for a lot more than 100 days. So their achievement is a lot more impressive than our achievement.
Yeah.
100%. They would have made a lot more money as well.
They love a bit of rugby.
Yes, they do. And you don't get that in many places in Ballard these days.
Yeah. If you're in Ballard and you're sitting there in the bar, you're thinking, geez, all this
if you're looking down, oh, looking at your pot belly.
It's NBA season. You're like, oh, NBA playoffs.
Oh, playoffs, yeah.
I'd rather someone to talk to me about rugby.
OKC and...
I'm aware.
Who's the other team playing?
The Pacers?
Might be. Yeah, anyway, we won't talk about that right now. But if you're sitting there in the bar and you're looking down...
Watching this NBA stuff, you're thinking, man...
I wish I could hit pads and talk about rugby.
There's a place for you.
Where everybody knows your name. Dun, dun, dun. And they're always glad you came. Dun.
Ballard Boxing.
Ballard Bubble Boxing Club. They're a place where they've got pads. They're a better place where you can smash
your
someone.
Your nads.
Yeah, that was great. Fantastic. Yeah, you even got a plug. We were meant to be freaking selling some piece of man meat.
Yeah, but they kind of changed the tune. Also, I should say the good folks at Ballard.
Ballard Boxing Gym.
Are also good mates with the guys who run the Uggy YouTube channel, which is a rugby YouTube channel.
How the fuck does that work?
I don't know, but the rugby world is small and connected. So
yeah, I really enjoy Uggy.
Yeah, I'm subscribed to Uggy. So
I'm subscribed to Uggy.
If you're not in Ballard, but you want to help a brother out, go check out some of Uggy's videos. He's an Aussie YouTube content creator.
Yeah, yeah, one of my faves, really is.
Genuinely makes some good stuff.
He makes great stuff. He's very, very thoughtful in his approach. Has a couple of like little dry, humorous bits as well. He's good. He's real good quality value. Stuff.
So go to Ballard Barbell and
Boxing Club
and check out Uggy.
Check out Uggy and hit some pads.
Cheers for the beers. We got thank some, you very much. They're called Swifties.
Swifties.
I forget, it's two syllables. Uggy's two syllables and ends with a Y. Swifties two syllables ends with a Y. There's your connection.
That is a tenuous link.
It's tenuous, but it's something.
Fuck me, dude.
Swifties named after the Swift Bird Stream that runs through Royal Bird Station in the South Island's High Country, where there our spray-free barley is grown. Brewed at the good folks at Garage Project. There's a refreshing beer, uncomplicated, easy drinking ale, you beauty.
Yeah, good stuff.
Swifty didn't sponsor us, but I just read their whole can out.
You sure did, even the you beauty bit.
You beauty.
You beauty. Yeah, thank you very much, Ballard Barbell Boxing Club.
Yes, one of our...
We're using fancy...
Was the dog walking?
Dog walkers, then them, probably. Yeah.
So thank one of the OG sponsors.
Come
if
back.
You want to sponsor next week, episode 101...
Whoa,
drop me a line.
Yeah, that's great. Sometimes when I tell people, like... So none of my friends watch this podcast.
This is true.
None of them.
None of mine either.
Yeah. Need to get some friends first.
That's true.
And then I say, oh, I mentioned something about we got sponsors. They're always like shocked. They're always like, what?
Someone gave you money to buy beer.
Are you kidding me? I come on. We charge next to nothing and we'll take anyone. We've had, we're not denigrating taking anyone. The sponsors that we've taken have been great.
It'd be fantastic.
Incredible sponsors.
They add value. Some sponsors.
We had to turn away Spark and we had to turn away...
BetterHelp.
You've turned them away, but I would do it, is the old Pube sponsors.
I got an email from the people. I don't know if it's real because half the sponsor emails are terrible. But I got one saying, do you want to do BetterHelp? And I was thinking, I'm not going to do that.
What's wrong with BetterHelp? Oh, it's a bit of a con, isn't it?
It's a con, yeah. And it's not preying on people's mental health. That doesn't seem right.
Yeah. But yeah, go get help if you need help.
Yeah, exactly. But not BetterHelp.
Yeah. What's wrong with it?
I think their people aren't even... Oh, this is... I'm speculating. I'm in no legal...
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. Not qualified and service levels not very good. You're much better off going to see a genuine mental health professional. That's my understanding.
Guess you're real, bro. That's the death of our relationship with BetterHelp.
Sorry, BetterHelp.
Are you know the Pube sponsors? What are they called?
Manscaped.
I've had them reach out a few times, but it's all affiliate sponsoring, so they're not going to buy us beers. They're like, if enough people click on this,
like what do you call it? Conversions and whatnot.
So you put the link in the below, and then they have to put in code 2CGD shaves my balls,
and you get 5% or something.
Yeah, something like that. But we've never done that.
I do that with British and Irish Lions rugby store. Get yourself a British and Irish Lions jersey at the link in the description and affiliate of the channel.
You made a bucket ton of VPNs back in the day.
The broadcasters have cracked down a bit more on VPNs than what they used to. It used to be pretty much free reign. Mm.
The Wild Wild West.
It kind of was.
Wild Wild West. All right, Mark. Well, thank you very much to Ballard Barbell Boxing Gym. Fucking legend, dude.
Yep.
And also to his mate who's trying to get himself a lady. Good luck. Well, that's what we were meant to be doing. He was going to sponsor us to, like, you know how we did a CV the other week? Mm. We were basically just going to talk about a single man.
I did tell him, like, 97% of the audience is men. So you might be kind of advertising to the wrong audience, unless it's like, does your sister want a guy who's into his rugby?
Exactly. Or, you know.
Yeah.
But our audience is so... We do have female viewers.
Yes, we do.
But there's so few that we know their names, you know?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, there's April Tui.
April Tui is one.
Yvonne.
Yvonne, was it Muller?
Muller.
Muller.
And look, there might be a lady who sent us a video.
Jules always comments on the videos. Yeah. She's on my Patreon as well, actually.
Oh, good on you, Jules.
Megan, there's a bunch of the ladies.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
They tend to have names not like Cobra Missile Seeker, which I assume is a dude.
Cock Magnet 48. Cock yeah. Magnet 48. I don't know. But that's funny. Someone could be called that. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
But yeah, thanks to you fine viewers for being here and sticking.
We really do appreciate
around.
It. It's a lovely little weird niche of the internet that we occupy. It's a very small part of it.
It is.
You're a part, occupy a much larger part, but a little 2CGD space of people who enjoy the pod, listen to it while they're going to sleep and
taking a dump.
Take it in dump. Ones I like is like people who are listening to it in bed and like laugh at something really fucking dumb that we've said, and then their wives are like, "What are you laughing at?" And they're like, "Oh, that doesn't matter." And they're like, "No, no, no. What is it? And you're like, "Well, Tony was just saying that." Oh, it's really stupid.
Yeah, but I don't have to say it out loud.
Yeah, just say it out loud.
I'll just go to sleep. I'll turn it off.
Yeah, he was just talking about his first experience masturbating. Yeah. And right. Okay.
Kind of had to. You have to watch all the previous 99 exactly. episodes to understand.
I like
that.
The idea of like someone going like, I've seen this great podcast. You should watch it. Put it on.
And the first they put it on.
And it's just you and I and just going, oh, yep. So rugby. And they're like, so these guys do anything or anything? Like, no, this is pretty much it.
Sorry if we've ruined your friendship with a friend.
Yeah, exactly. There's nothing worse than trying to show somebody something you're into sometimes.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Mm. Okay, Mark, do we talk about rugby?
I think so.
Ding, ding, ding. Do we start with the Satyrs and the Reds?
There wasn't that many people there, but it looked pretty fucking miserable down in Christchurch.
It's a quarter final.
There's that balance act of like the weather is bad.
Yeah, it wasn't a quarter final, it was a playoff game because we didn't have quarter finals.
People, if they feel invested enough into something, will brave all kinds of conditions to go to a concert or to go to a
All Black
sports
test,
event.
Yeah.
Yeah. So clearly I guess a lot of people looked out the window and were like,
it's a bit grim, isn't it?
Just watch it on TV, we'll probably flog them anyway. And they were flog them anyway. So they were justified in staying home.
See, my dream for that game was the Reds were gonna get up and then we were gonna knock out the Chiefs as the lucky loser.
So if we both beat the Chiefs and the Reds had won, the Crusaders would have been out.
Gee, that would have been super,
that would have been
so satisfying.
Satisfying, yes.
Yeah. But that's not the way it worked out. It just was a real fucking dirge of a game. Terrible crowd.
12.
Can I just mention, I still think it was an absolute dog shit.
Funnily
crowd.
Enough, the Crusaders Reds did not have a good crowd. I don't feel like the Brumbies and Hurricanes had a good crowd. And Leinster and Glasgow also didn't have a good crowd.
The only game this weekend that felt like this is
fantastic was the Bulls and Sharks.
Yeah, it was like packed out Loftus and like fans
pumping.
Really getting into it. Yeah,
that was the one that had the this is an important game.
The South Africans showed us how to do it.
The Chiefs one was the best of the three Super Rugby games.
Yeah,
that's
I'd
like
agree.
A that's a Auckland to Hamilton.
Yeah.
Rivalry, so there's a fair few travelling fans for that kind of fixture.
It was, but anyway, the Crusaders and Reds was a dirge. It was a bit of a tough watch, I felt.
The Crusaders just squeezed the life out of them.
Yeah, and it kind of felt like it was almost all over by halftime.
Yeah.
And
once it got to beyond two scores, you knew, like, Reds aren't coming back from here.
No.
In these conditions, they're not scoring three times.
What's the name of the young lady who is one of the sideline commentators right now? Not Kirsty Stanaway, the other one.
Taylor Johnson?
Yeah. She was interviewing the assistant coach on the Reds, and you're like, well, it looks like this is your last 40 minutes of the season. And he was like, she didn't say it, she said it could be, you know, like this is, you know, but it was sounding like it was a bit of a foregone conclusion. And he was like, no, it's not. Like, we can still win this.
I missed that part.
Yeah. Like, he just was like a little bit like, you fucking Kiwi.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. How arrogant. How dare you.
Yeah.
But she was right.
She was right.
The writing was on the wall.
And it was one of those games you just wanted something special to happen to the Reds to sort of play.
Yeah, they did have a fantastic try when Harry Wilson put in that
little chip
millisecond hands on the ball, dink and kick through for McCright. That was a hell of a try, but that was on the 77th minute when the Crusaders had already scored 5 tries.
You have to play footy against the Crusaders, I reckon, and that's one of my fears of the Blues next week. As you're not going to out territory, out position the Crusaders in Christchurch. You know, on a dark, wet night, just the way they like it. The miserable bastards will just squeeze and squeeze and squeeze. And you had to do a thing of key events and highlights afterwards. Geez, not a lot of highlights, really. What, apart from that Harry Wilson little dink ahead, what were the tries? Just pretty...
Scotty Barrett got a real scrappy one from, was it a lost red slider?
Oh, yeah, they lost him, and then he scooped on it and just barged over.
Yeah, that's right. Kind of close range. Kind of mongrelish. Mighty Williams got one again, a real proper forwards try.
Yeah, that's right.
Noah Hotham, I think, looked pretty sharp.
Oh, he actually got a nice one. A nice try. That was... he made the break and then did a kick ahead or something like that.
Yeah, kick ahead and was able to get it. That was pretty slick. That was good. He's actually looking, I think halfback-wise, the All Blacks are looking decent.
To be fair, the conditions definitely didn't lend themselves to sparkling champagne rugby. And I feel like the Crusaders have showed us that wrinkle a little bit this year. There have been moments where they have been pretty cohesive and crisp, real crispy in the back line. But that was not the night for it. It was just a miserable...
Well, the Crusaders, for much of the season, have just been tackling the house down. They've been defensively so
Blackhead
solid. Blackhead
is big and physical at the moment, eh?
Yeah. They've been doing 200-plus tackles a game for many of their shifts. And, teams just wear themselves out, battering themselves on that Crusaders wall. And then the Crusaders are just like, hey, when we get on the other end, we're going to score. Although this wasn't one of those cases. They dominated from the get-go. And the Reds had a couple of nice consolation tries, but nothing more than that.
Reds didn't help themselves with just their discipline and their ball.
They lost Liner as well early, which meant their back line was kind of rejigged.
Felt a bit rudderless.
It was an unfortunate one for the Reds. But that one, basically, I think, once you saw the weather, you saw the teams.
You saw the crowd. It was so wild. It was like a bad round-robin crowd.
I wouldn't be surprised if that was the worst Crusaders crowd of the year.
And it's technically meant to be a knockout. So they'll get it, even if there's shitty weather next week, they'll get a decent crowd because it's definitely a knockout. And they fucking love
beating the Blues.
And they'll be going along, having party time before it starts, just with the full expectation. The crowd will, full expectation to win. And why wouldn't you? You've won 30 in a row at home.
In playoffs. Yeah.
God, it'd be great to stuff it up their asses.
But I won't hold my breath, but then I would have seen the same with the Chiefs Blues. So.
Yeah, 100%. Anyway, that's the way that one... what do you give the Reds for a season?
I mean, I think they met expectations, but nothing more.
Okay.
They had some moments, but...
C+.
There you go.
Okay, fantastic. Well done. And losing their coach next year, so...
Yeah, he's going to the... Well, he's got one more season.
Any ideas who's going to take the Reds role?
Don't think so, not yet.
No. Hopefully it's someone who's got a bit of... Bring back old Thorny, maybe.
Oh, I thought I'd come back for another go. Can't see it being
Ruben Thorne. Brad. No, what's his name? Not Ruben Thorne.
Brad Thorne.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. The highlight of the weekend.
The Chiefs.
Versus our Blues.
Top qualifier.
Versus the bottom qualifier that got through of the skin of their bumskins.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had no business being in there. But
no.
We did have 1-point losses to the Chiefs and the Crusaders this year.
Yeah.
And had lost games. And I think we had a 1-point loss to the Brumbies too.
Yes.
So of the big teams,
been reasonable. We did get flogged by the Chiefs in the opening round at home.
I wouldn't say we got flogged. We were up in the second half and then they came home strong with that the big bench came on. And I had a feeling with the players like Satiti and stuff on the bench that they were planning on something similar. But not to be.
They should have had us dead and buried in the first half.
Yeah, and 73rd minute, they're still up by a fair bit.
And two scores, right? They were up by two scores. Was it
19-6.
Yeah.
19-6 and with 19 minutes to go. Yeah. And D-Mac had a penalty to put it beyond doubt.
Put it 3 scores.
And I had a bunch of mates.
After this game, I had
a bunch of mates around and there was one of my mates, he was like, we're gone. It's over. Fuck it. I'm having a cigarette. And then he was... And I was like, dude, like, it's not over. Like, if he misses this kick,
we're still alive.
We're still alive. And he missed a kick.
I was live streaming it, and I wasn't quite waving the right flag, but someone in the comments was like, come on, man, you need to have faith. And I was like, wow. It's two scores.
It's the hope that kills you.
Yeah.
But, and when they scored that midfield try, and it was 19-6, nice try. And then you're just like, how are we going to pull this one back? But
we had no ball in the first half.
Bloody Bowden almost pinched like the lead.
That game had multiple. Ratima. Yeah. Had one where he just fluffed it. Yeah. Right.
That's right. But it just went, whoop, whoop,
yeah. It was almost comical. You didn't play the clown music over there.
Yeah, exactly. And then Benny Hill music.
Yeah, exactly. And then Bodie before half time. We could have been in the lead, like.
No rights to be in the lead. Yeah, exactly.
It would have been the most egregious, like, against the runner play leads ever. But we could have been, but he fluffed it.
God, he's amazing. The way he chips over, regathers, beats a man, chips ahead.
Yeah.
And you just like, and you're like, oh, it's try time. This is going to be incredible, and it just doesn't regather cleanly.
Yeah,
that would have been so. I was up off the couch at that moment, and then freaking Caleb Clark dropped one.
Yeah,
well, he had it knocked out of his hand. But yeah, by all
Fino.
But you thought that that's a try
for all money, but no go. But yeah, the Chiefs only scored one try.
Yeah,
this is the team that put 80 points on freaking Moana Pacifica. Moana Pacifica beat us.
Yeah, rugby math, eh?
Yeah.
Minor Pacifica. Jeez, that was a bad end of the season.
Yeah.
It's almost like they played their final against the Blues, eh?
I think so.
Yeah, and then it just...
Yeah.
We can talk about them a little bit later. Sad news around them. But yeah, we defended well for a long, long period. So. Stayed in the fight.
I think that was the key element. The defense just held in, kept it within touching distance.
Who got our first try?
Eklund.
That's right. Eklund got it.
He might have had a wee double movement there.
Oh, I thought it was.
I thought it was a double movement for sure.
I thought it was much more of a double movement than the one
Hoskins Satutu one. Than the Satutu one. Which got denied. So we kind of evened out.
But I thought the Hoskins Satutu one was also crawling. So I thought they both went tries, to be honest with you. But yeah, because I was saying, as soon as it happened, I was like, my mates were up. Yeah. And then I was like, yeah. I think they're going to call this one back.
Yeah.
Because he gets to his knees and then digs his sprigs in and like has another go at it. That's a double movement. Nobody mentioned it on the commentary or anything. Because I don't know if you could hear the commentary. Yeah. But nobody at all mentioned it. And I was like, let it go. And these days it's a bit scary because you're like, you have to almost wait until the game restarts.
Because you never know when they're going to call it back.
There was one in the weekend with the... with Leinster, where it was going to the restart, and you're like, oh, no, hold on.
Yeah, we've got to check this.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But no, so I don't know about that one. But boy, oh boy, what a try from the young man at the end, the replacement lock.
Josh Berry.
Holy shit, what a moment.
One-handed slam down, bust his way through Chiefs tacklers.
A friend of mine called you during the game just to say hi.
Yes. Which was fun. He didn't know I was live streaming, did he? No. Did he just want to be part of the live stream?
Yeah, he just wanted to be part of the live stream. Had some requests. And then I called you at the end of the game, but I did see your reaction. You're pretty amped about it.
Oh, yeah.
Slammed it down.
Yeah.
Slammed it. He did well. Like, what's the name of the dreadlock player?
Arcoy.
Yeah, Arcoy slips off his back. Eklund gets him behind, just gives him the big shunt. And gets through another couple of loose arms, basically, to slam it down. Huge moment. Arcoy should have really made that tackle. That was a bad miss, but he just slipped him off, you know? He went over his back.
Yeah, I have seen a few, you can say this about every single rugby game ever, but I have seen a few like, oh, well, the refs gifted you that one, Blues, because of those tries. But I mean, how many chances did the Chiefs fluff? Second,
100%.
How many chances did they, it's just rugby.
Sometimes you're going to get the rub of the green. Sometimes you are not.
Sometimes you make that tackle and hold your defensive line. Sometimes you let Josh Berry slam that son of a bitch down.
Well, they do. Yeah, you do. I don't know what noise that was.
Yeah.
But no, and we live to fight another day.
We do. We go down to Christchurch.
And hey, we just did.
We've gifted the Crusaders top qualifying spot.
That's the only. What's the downside. Opposite? What's the opposite of a silver lining?
Yeah.
It's a lining of shit.
Yeah.
A shit lining.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that would be...
We've done the Crusaders. I think it's massive solid.
I'd be fine with the final being... Because I'm just actually sick of that stadium, watching games at that Christchurch stadium, because it sucks.
They're getting a new one.
I know they are. Yeah, they are. I've seen it.
Mm.
Well, I haven't... Well, I've just seen the construction from the outside.
Okay. How's it looking?
Yeah, it looks cool. It'll be awesome.
Looks like a stadium.
Yeah. It'll be awesome. I'm sure it'll be great. And they deserve it. Boy, oh boy, they've done it tough.
Mm.
Guess, and yeah, it's a little bit shitty that... You know, that 7-year reign was at that. Well, here I am feeling sorry for them.
And that scaffolding stadium.
That's a shithouse stadium. Really.
It's just scaffolding.
Yeah, yeah. It's not a stadium.
It's just they put some scaffolding and put some seats up.
It's a big club rugby stand, basically. Yeah.
So, yeah.
It is what it is.
Up the Blues.
Up the Blues. And the Wires one as well at the same time. Very convincingly. Against
the Cronulla Sharks.
Went to Shark Park in the dark and got done. That was great. That's 10 wins, 3 losses for the season. Very good. Sitting on equal point. They're on technically third, but they're on the same amount of points as first and second, just with a worse points differential.
There you go.
Fantastic.
Rugby league chat.
Up to one. That's bloody good, mate.
Then there was a third qualifying final between the Brumbies and the Hurricanes.
Landers
long gone.
Nowhere near it. and they would have been sitting there going, all right, well, how do they prepare for that game? So they have to prepare, obviously, all week.
You prepare to win.
Yeah, and they're going, well, we've got to assume that this is...
A do-or-die match, yeah, for sure.
But do you think there's a moment where they're just kind of aware, they've got it on in the background, going, oh, this looks pretty good, and they're kind of feeling a little bit...
Boring. I don't know, I don't think so.
You don't think?
I don't think so.
Do you think they fully just... Don't watch the game and they just fully prepare
for... I think they for sure know the result, but they have to go about their business.
And they fully prepare for someone to be like, come into the room and go, just heads up, boys, Blues got up.
Yeah.
And then they have to go, yep, that was expected, even though it was not.
Up the Blues.
Even though they would have been sitting there going, ah!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because how could you not have a reaction like that? Yeah, of course. Oh. And another year where the Hurricanes go out in the first round of the knockouts.
They were on such a good run.
Yeah.
They were on the run of all runs.
Have they got a psychological issue, a mental problem with the big matches? They choke? Don't have the physicality up front?
Last year they were the top qualifying side.
Mm. And then got dealt with quite handily.
They started the season awfully, but then actually managed to kind of get things right. Once they got some players back fit as well, they were a different side. Proper comeback. And
they beat the Brumbies in Australia.
They did. They broke their drought of, like, was it 8 years or something?
Did they beat the Crusaders this year?
I don't remember.
They beat the Chiefs, didn't they?
They lost to us, which is the one
we... They lost to us twice.
Yeah, twice.
They're the reason we're in the finals.
Exactly. I think we only had 5 regular season wins, was it? The 2 of them were them. So maybe they don't deserve to be making it past the first round.
Yeah.
But they finished the season strong, and they started this game strong. They got the backs going. Ruben Love got the first try.
Yeah, it looked very straightforward.
Sharp and sexy, and then the Brumbies are like, Pollard, 2 tries.
Yeah.
Alanzoa, 1 try.
Just rumbling it up. It would have been cold in Canberra. It's often cold.
It wasn't the best crowd there. And they knew that was their last game of the season.
Mm.
But unless both, unless there was 2 upsets. In all likelihood, you're not coming back to Canberra next week.
Canberra, the Raiders are a number 1 team in NRL right now.
So the fans are following the
Oh, yeah. The and it was, what's his name? Now I feel bad. It's not Josh Fifita.
Mel Meninga.
Oh no! One of their big, charismatic, massive prop broke. Forgot his name. He's got a mullet. He's Tongan. I'm pretty sure he's Tongan. He's great as well. Fantastic player. It's not Fifita. God, it's gonna irritate me.
Jason
anyway,
Tabalolo.
He broke the record for appearances for the Raiders, and the Raiders were a very storied,
illustrious club. Illustrious.
He got 319th appearance. Scored a double as a prop. And kicked a penalty.
You keep talking about league.
I love the game.
Apparently.
Two things get straight, but it's a rugby league podcast.
Yeah.
I do. It's gonna be hard to keep me from really going, and because Warriors are looking very much like they're in the finals this year. They would have to completely collapse not to make the 8.
If anyone can do it, it's the Warriors.
I'm gonna sack dab you. I think we just need to win like 1 more game. Okay. Wow. It's close. Anyway, Yeah, and they look really, really good. But how are you going to stop me from talking? If we're in the final, we're going to do a breakdown.
Okay. Okay. I'll watch it.
You'll watch the final.
Okay. If they make it to a final, I'll watch it.
Oh, fantastic. How gracious of you.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, speaking of big games, when are these big games next week? When's the timeline? Friday, Saturday night?
Friday is Crusaders Blues.
Really?
Saturday is Brumbies up against the Chiefs.
I really wish it was a flipping 7:30 kickoff. I find 7 o'clock kickoffs irritating.
7:05? You're not a fan?
I'm not a fan. It's going to be 7:30. Easy to put my kid to bed.
They did make it earlier to be easier on the families, but 7 and 7:30 is not a huge difference for bedtime.
Yeah. No, I just want
to... If you're taking your kids to the stadium.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. They're going to be up.
They're going to be up till 10.
Yeah. Exactly. Is that why they brought it down?
I believe so. Like, it's supposed to be 7:30 or 7 to align with the European viewers and whatnot, so they can get up in the morning and watch it if they wish.
Yeah.
But they wanted to make it slightly more family-friendly.
Right. Okay. All right. That's interesting.
You don't finish at 9:30 if it's a 7:30.
The coverage starts at 6:30, or 6:15 or something, doesn't it?
They have a lot of pre-game chat. The TAB tells you all the odds.
Yeah. I never watch that shit.
No.
No offense to the good
people. It's Israel Dagg, it's John Arfoa, and then there's the TAB guy. They all have to go through this really cringy, enthusiastic, like, get out the first try scorer.
And make sure you bet responsibly.
Seven Reese. How many more convictions will he get? TAB's got $4.
You really turned on
him. I have turned on him.
Yeah, yeah.
He betrayed me.
Because you kept on being like, well, the one guy is gone.
He was like a stand-up. Okay,
we don't have to get... Anyway. I've got one thing about John Arfoa.
Brumbies 35-28.
John Arfoa, just quickly.
Oh, yeah.
He wears a beanie, right?
Okay.
And you know when you wear beanies, you wear a beanie over your ears?
Okay.
He wears it above... His ears are exposed. He looks like Friar Tuck or something. It's very odd.
I've done that before.
I find
hot ears.
Really, I find that disconcerting.
Okay.
Anyway, continue.
Brumbies won.
They did win.
It was 35-28, which is a close game.
Still... all to play with in the end. But it looked like the Hurricanes did well to make it that close in the end. They did well to make it just a one score game because it looked like it was going to be a two score game for a wee while there.
Yep.
And then there was just a couple of moments where you're going, well, if they can get a turnover here, which they didn't. And they kicked it out and it was party time in Canberra.
Basically.
But the fans that were there looked pretty happy.
Pete Umanga Jensen looked good for the Hurricanes. Some sweet, sweet offloads.
Yeah, he is a quality player.
I think the midfield's looking all right for the ABs this year.
What do you think of their Capitano, their number 7, I've forgotten his name now.
Dupla Sikarifi.
Yeah, he's a quality player. Do you think he's going to be in a black jersey?
Maybe the squad.
Yeah, right.
I think we're real competitive for loose forwards.
Take him to Europe. He'd be a dirt tracker, you reckon?
Maybe. If we win the first two games against France, maybe he gets a shot in the third. We'll see. Still plenty of rugby to go between now and then. But not for the Hurricanes, because they're gone.
Sorry, Canes. You don't get to go to a second week of the finals for the second year in a row.
That's it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All the talent in the world. Ruben Love, Cam Roygaard, Karifi, you know. Umanga Jensen.
Ruben Love's had a really standout season. I'm pretty happy with him.
I think it hurt them losing Naholo this year.
Yes, he was in form. He was in potential All Blacks form.
He was in the picture, wasn't he? Really, really good. Well, and he had a season injury.
He has like ACL or something. So
that sucks.
Pretty bad.
That sucks. Shit. All right. Well, that's Super Rugby.
So, yeah, semi-final number one is Blues Crusaders. Can you give us a shot? How big is the shot? 5%, 10%, 15%, 20%?
32%.
32%.
Yeah.
So, almost a third.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's 1.3 of a reoccurring percentage away.
From a third. There you go. And then Chiefs Brumbies. Do the Brumbies have a shot? Somebody gave me a good stat on the live stream, which I haven't verified.
Yeah.
But was that no New Zealand side has ever lost a playoff game in the history of Super Rugby to a non-New Zealand side at home?
No way.
Don't know. I haven't verified it.
What an incredible stat.
If true.
That's in with all the history of South Africa too.
Like, we've lost plenty of games away.
Yeah.
And we've lost plenty of games to other New Zealand sides, but according to this...
one stat that we haven't verified. I can't think of one.
Let us know if it's true.
Someone else be an eager beaver and look into the stats.
There you go.
Would you? Yes. But yeah, that's Super Rugby. I wouldn't say an absolute classic round of playoffs, but hey, they happened.
Well, the Chiefs-Blues game, I think,
very
few times in Super Rugby has the bottom qualifier gone through and beaten the top side.
Oh, it was a great result.
It's only happened like two or three times in
when
history.
When we scored, I did one of these.
You flexed.
And then I rang you. I rang you up.
And you started cursing.
Yeah, I rang you up.
I haven't actually checked if that got demonetized or not. It might have.
I swore a lot.
You did.
Yeah, yeah. And then I did watch that bit back, and you put me off speaker pretty quickly.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
you were like, yeah, Tony's excited. You know kids these days. You know kids.
I do know kids. I have two of them.
Okay, pretend you're on the phone. So, ring, how you doing?
Hi, Tones.
Hey, what's up, buddy? What do you know?
What?
When you say, hey, Garrett, pretend you're on the phone. They go like this.
Oh.
Because they've never seen a receiver. They've never seen a receiver. Oh, so they go like that.
Because the phone's always been flat.
Yeah. There you go.
I do admit, when kids see like little symbols of stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Like email is an envelope. Like they've never fucking seen an envelope in their life. Or like, you know, speed cameras, like a little flash camera. Very few kids have seen a fucking camera like
just
that.
Just images from our childhood.
Exactly. You didn't know what these things are. That's just the camera symbol. I don't know what it means.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
These are people that do not know how to, you know, unwind a loose cassette.
There are whole YouTube channels about that where people like they get a bunch of kids to try and like here's a Walkman like and then they give them a cassette like see if you can work out how it works, and they struggle
and they're like okay so this has something to do with this
and they always think it's more high tech than it actually is.
Oh really?
They're always like oh this must have some buttons and shit. And it's just a cassette.
So they're like where's the Bluetooth button on this?
Yeah, basically how does this connect? Yeah, that's
chuck it in there, bro.
Exactly. It's gonna wind its way around.
Yeah. Yeah, how good.
That was Super Rugby.
Yes, and there was Urk.
There was two games of Urk.
Urkity Urk, Urks.
You Urk. Actually watched the Urk.
I did, and the game in Ireland, Leinster versus, don't tell me, I watched it. It wasn't Northampton. It was Glasgow.
Yes. Honestly, tell me if I'm right, but very similar vibes with the Crusaders-Reds game.
Like that's almost, what I was going to say.
Almost. Just like Glasgow, one team's, couple of late tries, Reds, couple of
one
late tries.
One team was just
one team on top.
Was just squeezing the crap out of the other
kind
team.
Kind of a disappointing crowd.
And you kind of knew that.
Kind of knew the result from the start.
Glasgow did
make it different by scoring one early try.
Yeah.
They replied immediately, which was like, oh.
There was a little bit of ta-ta, like at the very start, wasn't there?
It was tit for tat, but only once.
There was only one tit and one tat.
That's it.
Yeah.
And then it was just all tits.
There was tits from there.
Yeah.
And pretty uninspired. Well, I guess they did what they needed to do.
Dan Sheehan bagged a couple.
Dan Sheehan bagged a couple.
He still looks a good player.
It's interesting seeing Geordie do his thing out there.
That's right. He got held up for a try at one point.
Yeah, he looked all right. There was one try that got scored.
Called back for a forward pass. Yeah. Gibson Park's pass.
Actually, one thing that I did note from the game, the only thing I can really think of, is how good is Jameson Gibson's Park passing game, especially close to the line. Mm. Like, he just knows.
That ripper of a pass he did across four guys.
Amazing. And he just knows the right guy to pull the team.
I think it was Osborne. He was just coming at it just at the slightest little bit of pace, and he was just one man beyond the defenders.
How do we let that guy go, man?
Oh, that was a beauty.
Yeah, he's got such great vision.
That was amazing.
His eyes up, like when he's close to the line, I just think he's better than anyone else in the world with being able to isolate an attacker on a defender into a gap. It's a really, really, really high level, high value skill. Yeah, and apart from that forward pass he did.
Yeah, apart from that.
Yeah.
His box hicks put, I mean, Glasgow, geez, they dropped so many high balls.
Yeah.
It was just drop a high ball, have a scrum, maybe get penalised.
Yeah.
And then Leinster just do their thing.
Yeah. And it was what it was. Congratulations to Leinster. I wish I could say more about it, but it was just not that much happened.
Do you think Leinster have left kind of a little... Because they finished the game. Like their final score was on the 58th minute. So the final 20 minutes, they maybe take the foot off the gas.
It was a dirge.
Or is that just like, oh, we've already won the game, it doesn't matter? And also, they missed quite a few kicks at goal.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like, yeah. Prendergast Crowley?
No, it was Prendergast.
He was kicking like dog shit. Like,
yeah, even a really kickable penalty hit the post.
Yeah, that's right. That was right. Like, you thought, oh, these are all out wide. But
in a closer game, that I think he missed at least 11 points.
Yeah, it could have been a lot bigger margin.
Mm.
That, yeah, Glasgow were never really at the races at all.
So it doesn't matter in a game like this, but if that's a final...
Will the Bulls let you off like that?
Will they let you 11 points off the hook?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
He gets a lot of the spotlight on him. I think post Sexton, anybody who's been around the Irish mix for 10 is just under the microscope. And then added to it is the Irish provincial rivalries that it's like whenever it's like Crowley from Munster. Leinster fans get a bit like, fuck, we need to give Prendergast a go. He's the future. And then when Prendergast gets a go and he doesn't play well, it's like, this guy's fucking shit. It's just Leinster favoritism.
I think
so. He gets really...
I like the look of both of them when they are on. Like, I think...
Both of them have their moments where you kind of, you're like, oh. But both of them can be magic.
Both of them have moments where you're like, shit, the classy players. Yeah. Time and space. You know, like, they seem like good classy guys, but... definitely
the poison chalice of Sexton leaving behind.
I think we just got to forget about that guy. Like, he's gone. He's not coming back. Yeah, he was a great player, but he was a great game manager, and he seemed like the kind of guy who wasn't born with a tremendous amount of natural God-given talent, but the distance
determination is 10 out of 10.
The distance he traveled was greater than the place that he started from. Mm. So he fulfilled his potential. So if one of these guys wants to be an all-time great, you need to work your ass off and study the shit out of the game and get your kicking game right into spec and make sure that you turn yourself into an 85% goal kicker and just do the right things on the field. Like, it's one of those positions where, like,
you're always going to be focused on more than if you're the second rower.
And also, like, it's like anything. Like, you can have so much more potential. The more you want to practice, the harder you want to go. Like Dan Carter, all the greats, I would be at practice before everyone else. Yep. At practice after everybody else. That sort of Kobe Bryant Black Mamba mentality of just like practice.
Yep.
And like, if they want to be out of the shadow, like, create your own light.
Mm.
Damn, Tony, that was incredible.
Prophetic.
Yeah. If you want to be out of the shadow, create your own light.
Where'd you steal that from?
Just made it up.
No shit.
Yeah.
You must have heard it somewhere.
I swear to God, I have never...
Is it because you were looking at that light over there and you were just like, that light's kind of wonky. Yeah,
that's pretty good though, isn't it?
Not bad.
You want to be out of the shadow, create your own light. Yeah. I'm going to write Tony O'Sullivan, motherfuckers. It's on the internet, bitches. No one just...
Write that down.
Yeah.
But yeah, a bit disappointing for the defending champions to go out with a bit of a whimper, but losing away to Leinster is not really a shameful thing because they are very good.
Yes, they are good. And I can't wait to see how they flub it next week.
Well, they're actually in a final for the first time.
Yeah, they're in a final.
They've been massive favourites for every URC season till date.
Yeah. But how are they going to fuck it up?
Exactly. That's been the question. Well, they haven't fucked it up so far.
Yeah.
They've still got one more chance.
Are they going to get it packed out? It's Park.
It's at Croke Park, yeah. Tickets are reasonably priced. Someone sent me a message saying, like, the expensive tickets
should we go?
40 euros, and then, like, there's cheap tickets for 10 euros, oh, so right. 20 euros, and then kids are 10 euros.
Croke Park's a big hurling ground, isn't
it? Yeah, it's massive.
Yeah. So is it not a great... It's a circular stadium or what? Why is it at Croke Park? What's wrong with the Aviva?
I don't remember.
Okay.
It's all a big old ground.
Yeah.
And they're going to have to host the Bulls.
Yes. Okay. Explain this to me, right?
Okay. Bulls wear blue. And the
No. Oxenshay, right?
He's the South African prop.
Yeah. Widely regarded as one of the world's best props.
Yes.
Guy who looks like Vincent de Kock. Is that his name?
Vincent Kock.
Vincent. I checked a D in there. Yeah. Looks like fat.
With a lot of the South African guys, chucking a D in between is a good guess.
He looks like big Sam Kane.
Dick Luke. De Jager.
Yeah.
He looks like the guy from The Incredibles.
He looks like big Sam Kane, right?
He looks like the guy from The Incredibles.
Big Sam Kane.
Guy from The Incredibles.
Big Sam Kane. Sam Kane. Yeah, right. and Bongi Mbonambi. Right? Yes?
Mm-hmm.
That's...
Springbok front row.
That's an outstanding front row. That's an incredible world-class front row. That's a world dominating front row.
Maybe missing a bit of beef in the second row behind them.
They were getting absolutely shat on at the start of that game. I was like, because I was like,
the problem with those guys is they were coming up against some really good South African front rowers.
That was insane. I was just like,
the Bulls scrum's been doing that all year to everybody. Because
I turned it on, I didn't check the lineups, and then I was like, oh man, Sharks mustn't, they mustn't have many front rowers because it's getting dominated by these boys. And then I was like, okay, well that's De Kock, as I like to call him. And then I was like, well, he's meant to be pretty good. Oh, the other guys must be a couple of mugs. And then I was like, I'm pretty sure that's Oxen Shea. And then I was like, there's no doubt that's Bongi and Manambi. He looks like a Bond villain. Well, and then I was like, what on earth? They're like three of the best front rows in the world. The way I can
sum up the Sharks season for you, right? So you look at the Sharks players, like the three you just mentioned. Like Eben Etzebeth, like Lucanio Arm.
Yeah, right. He played like
All of these guys.
Lucanio Arm played like
basically
shit.
Any guy who you know from the Springboks and you're like, that's a 9 out of 10 player.
They're in the Sharks.
If they're in the Sharks, he's like a 6.5. Whatever it is about these guys for the Sharks, they've got all these Springboks, and it makes you appreciate what Rossi does with them, because with the Sharks, they just look a bit shit.
You know who looked really good from the Sharks?
Mapimpi?
Yeah, Makazola Mapimpi.
He looked real good.
He looked fantastic. He looked world class.
I don't know what John Plumtree's doing with the Sharks guys, but he's got, for the amount of talent they've got, they just don't play that well.
No, they play like you said, like Kanye Arm
was. I mean, he had fluffed kicks, drop passes, like trying the miracle offloads that with the Springboks, it's like, oh, how do you do that? And then with the Sharks, you're just like, oh, how do you do that?
He had like a, I don't mean to say he played like shit, but
he didn't play well.
He had a little 5 minute period where he made three big mistakes in a row, and all the stoppages in play were down to him fucking up. Like two drop balls, one bad pass, and one kick straight out on the floor or something, and it went bang, 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 bang.
Yeah.
And it was like, ugh. And it was almost like, I don't know if I saw like Sia Khaleesi giving him a bit of like, what the fuck? And Sia Khaleesi, I saw him coming out and he was singing. And I was like, oh, he's got that sort of
vibe about him.
But he played all right. You know how I like the look of their number seven, whatever his name is? Natochi or something like that?
Number seven for the Sharks?
Yeah, the Sharkies. Shaq Bark.
I can't remember.
Natal Sharks.
I'm usually the guy with the names.
Yeah, you should.
From 100, I'm just blanking out.
Nashoki?
No.
Natoki?
Nope.
Nans Dans Tokeswokes?
No. Damn. Chituka?
Could be, yes!
Yeah, goodness me. Yeah. He played really well.
Yeah, he did play well.
Thank you, brain. Got there in the end.
I think my Natoki was kind of helping you there.
Do the hokey pokey and you turn around.
What was it again?
Chituka.
Nashuka.
Chituka.
Chituka. Sounds like a wrestler from the early 90s.
Yeah. Vincent Chituka. Yeah, he's a good player.
You know, he looked actually quite good. Yeah. But the Bulls just incredibly
front row dominant. They scored some nice
Who are those front
rows?
I couldn't even recognize them.
Oh, man.
You're really, really putting you under the pump here.
It was Vilko Lowe.
Never heard of him.
Bro, he's a Springbok. Are you kidding me?
I probably recognize him, right? Yeah.
He's massive. It was Lowe. It was Hrobola. And it was the other guy. Vessels. That's it. Vessels. Yes, Vessels.
Vessels and carried the vessel.
Yeah, they've been doing that all season.
That was impressive. Really, really impressive. And do you reckon without the it's a Beth factor behind them and a bit of beef?
I mean, partly. But like I said, the Bulls have been dominating scrums all season.
Bulls were actually quite good in the line-out. They pinched a fair bit of ball. I remember a lot more about this game. It was a lot more engaging. The
atmosphere was amazing.
Yeah. Done, South Africans, for actually showing us how to put on a playoff game. For God's sake, there were some absolutely disastrous events out there this week.
New Zealand, Australia, Ireland. We didn't put it on, but Pretoria did it.
Yeah, well done, Loftus.
Your man Moody scored from Sebastian de Klerk. The other winger kicked him the frigging ball. That was a beauty.
He looks like he's. I don't mean it. I've been a big fan of his for a while. Chunky. Looks a bit chunky and a bit slow. Because when they did that first kick out to him, I thought to myself, "What the fuck is?" And he had that big strapping on his leg, right?
Mm-hmm.
And usually, it looked like, you know how locks have the straps around their thighs.
For being lifted up.
Yeah, for being lifted up. I thought to myself, what is a bloody lanky ass lock doing out there? And I thought, well, at least you'll have the height. And I was like, it's fucking Kane and Mooney. And he was kind of lumbering. And I was like, come on, dude, I've built you up so much. You looked like a freak a while ago. Now you just look like a lumbering old piece of timber. Like,
he's still scored a try.
He's scored the try, but he needs to get, he needs to lose a good, like, maybe 7 kilos and just, I don't know, maybe his legs giving it, like, that much strapping means there's something going on, doesn't it? Yeah.
Maybe he's waiting for the end of the season.
Maybe.
That game was within touching distance for a while.
Yeah, it was a great game.
Like, David Creel scored this weird one where, like, the Sharks just had, like, a 22 dropout. And the Bulls just had like a big old line break, and then Papier, the halfback, offloaded.
Oh,
and then
yes.
Through. That was like, I think that was the game.
Yeah, yeah, it was nice. And they kept on, it felt like a real event. They kept on like cutting to dignitaries that I didn't know. And I thought, oh, couldn't believe they were there.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah. Oh, okay.
Little team's message.
A little team's message there for you.
But yeah, good game for the wingers because all four scored. Mpimpi, De Klerk, Hooker, and Moody.
Yeah, well done.
Love South African wingers getting out wide. Not the Brumbies.
Makisoli Mpimpi, he's done enough to get into the
box again.
Box squad. Oh, Lord almighty.
People doing work at 9:15. No,
people don't stop.
It's hard working industry, being in the podcasting business.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Yeah, that's it. It's our producers.
Yeah. Relentless on us. Absolutely yeah. Relentless on us. Okay, so that's... So
that means Leinster up against the Bulls.
In Ireland.
In Ireland. So we're going to have a new champion, because neither of these sides has won it.
Wow.
Leinster's first final is the Bulls' third final.
Oh. So Bulls would have lost 4 URC finals.
3.
Shit.
There's one. This is the fourth season of the URC. So they missed one final, but they were in the first one and the third one. They lost them both.
Wowzers.
Yeah. So. They'd have to do it in Ireland, but weird thing about, you know, South African teams have got a bad reputation for being poor travellers.
Like, don't give a damn about my bad reputation.
The Bulls have won twice in Ireland this year, but not against Leinster. But they've actually been pretty good on the road this year.
Okay, so does the smart money... obviously, on
Leinster's massive favourites.
Does that outweigh the Leinster hoodoo of blowing the game?
URC or blind, just finals recently?
The big matches.
Which I still think Leinster are pretty big favourites. But I mean, if the Bulls
scrum, would have backed them at every game that they've lost.
Yeah. If the Bulls scrum can
do what they did,
then they're going to be a hard unit.
But do you think the likes of Porter? Targ Furlong, these boys are going to be able to handle it.
Furlong, he didn't even play.
Oh, I was just trying to throw a name out.
He's been injured again.
Porter's out there. Who's the other?
I don't do names on me now. My brain's gone to custard.
All right. Well, I'm sorry. And there's no bloody poor old. What's his name? What's the name of the number 8 who should have been alive?
Doris.
Doris, that's a big loss.
Yeah, he's not there. They had a bunch of guys in there. Yeah, Porter and Clarkson. Yeah, Clarkson scored one of the tries.
Lowe's playing all right. I thought he played all right in the weekend. He's developing. He's got a great kicking game, but he's turning out to be quite wily and nuggety.
Mm.
You know, like turning into a bit of a wily old veteran out there.
Mm.
You don't see those. I know he's a Kiwi, funnily enough.
You don't see Kiwis go that long into their career.
Kiwi wingers don't turn wily. Speaking of great New Zealand wingers, by the way, poor old Stu Foster. You hear about
passed
him?
Passed away at 70.
He's pretty young. Mm. Yeah, character of the game. Real character.
Used to do a bit of punditry, eh?
Yeah, yeah. I always liked his stuff.
Yeah.
So, much love to you, Stewie.
Mm. But a big URC final to come.
Yeah. What time of the day is that one?
I think it's 4:00 in the morning on Sunday. Oh. I'll watch it live.
Will you watch it live? Oh, fuck it.
I might even do a live stream.
Damn, son. You're going to do a live stream for the Blues?
Oh, yeah.
I would tell you to come around here, but I'm putting my daughter to sleep.
There you go. The misery is real. I mean about the Blues losing down in Christchurch. Not your daughter. Your daughter's lovely.
I'll see if Lydia could do it. Maybe we could do it.
I need to tell you about the wink before we...
Oh,
finish
yes.
off with the rugby. So
yes.
Last week, the week we missed,
mm-hmm.
Munster go down to play the Sharks.
Yes. Oh, so yeah, this is finishes. So Munster got beaten.
Yes.
Bastards.
It finishes all tied up.
I
didn't
watch this. I had a very busy weekend.
Yeah, you did because illness and whatnot. So it all finishes tied up. They do extra time. Still tied up at extra time.
Yeah. Nice.
So it goes to a kicking competition. So three kickers from each side. Right. They take three kicks from the 22-meter line. One straight out in front.
Yeah.
From kicker number one. One has to kick it from the left and one has to kick it from the right.
I heard something about the young halfback from the Sharks.
Yeah. So then they do three more kicks from further back.
Three different players?
Same players.
Whoa.
Yeah. So they do their first three kicks each. Munster, one of their guys, misses. But Jaden Hendrickser, the halfback for the Sharks, is giving Crowley all kinds of verbals.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And the referee, Mike Adamson, is just like, bro, if you keep up with that, you know, you're going to be getting a card and then you won't be doing any more kicks, mate.
What a prick.
It's swearing in rugby. I don't know if that's like...
I know, but I mean, like that's crowd behavior. Like, leave that to the crowd. Be a gentleman.
Be a gentleman.
Be a gentleman in that situation where you're both attempting like just a genuine... It's skill for skill.
I don't know if he was doing it while he was lining up the kick, but he was certainly doing it in the build-up.
Like, watch out, this is going to be...
I don't know what he said.
But the build-up is the kick. The kick is only just a...
I don't think it was like while he was like standing over the tee kind of thing.
All right, okay.
But he certainly gave him some verbals. I think it was from memory, it's a couple of weeks ago, but after Jaden kicked it, I think he gave him a spray.
Right.
Probably like, don't fuck it up or something like that.
Yeah,
okay. That's just a guess.
All right.
And then the referee told him off.
Yeah.
Then they take all the kicks of the first one and they move back to the second lot of kicks.
Yeah.
And then Jaden takes his one, it goes over, and then he falls down immediately after taking the kick with cramp.
Oh.
And Crowley's due to take his kick next.
Uh-huh.
So Crowley has to wait there for Jaden to get treatment.
More gamesmanship.
It's gamesmanship, right? Because, like, you just want to get the kick over with, I'm assuming. You don't want...
You're sitting there going, it's my turn next, so just go strike this. You're in your build-up.
So he's got, but I mean, they zoomed right in on his leg and you can see this big ball of muscle. So I don't think it was a fake cramp.
Right.
But they made a big meal of getting him out of the way. And like while he was down on the ground getting treatment with his hands behind his back, he just gives him a wee wink. He gives Crowley a wink like, yeah, get your turn in a minute, mate. Crowley still got the kick.
All right, okay.
But it fucking blew up. I don't think it was like, it's a bit shitty.
But so Jane Hendricks has made himself public
enemy number one. I didn't think it was that bad.
To be fair, I think...
And he did slip over in the game at the weekend, which led to a Bulls try.
Yeah.
If you remember, he slipped over making a box kick, and that led to the Moody try.
Yeah, a
lot of Munster fans are just like, karma, bitch.
Yeah, right. Obviously, I'm sitting here going, so it's not gentlemanly, it's not within the spirit of the game.
But I just think...
Well, I think it's good. It's like in the NRL, not to bring it, they've got...
How could Tony make this about but league?
In the NRL, they've got like soap opera storylines to follow, and it's literally 50% of the game.
You're a shit. Richie McCaw was one of the greatest moments of that Irish tour. Yeah,
100%.
That's a Munster man saying that line.
Yeah, exactly. So
people do a little bit of sledging. I think
Rico Ioane's stepping up into that space a little bit more, which is good. If we just get these guys to be their characters, and we can sort of get a bit more juice out of the, you know, get a bit more squeeze, a bit more juice. Yeah, it's good for the game. It's good for intrigue and all that sort of stuff. You know, that's why we like F1. That's why...
You got your heroes, you got your villains.
But NRL, seriously, like, they have so many footy shows. And it's just about the who's and the where's and who's going where and who doesn't like who. And, like, this player is bagged out this coach to what's name. So-and-so said this on a podcast.
It's right.
All the sort of, like...
Drama.
Drama. Drama llama. But yeah. All right. So anyway, they got through. They won. They beat my Munster men.
Yes. And then they lost.
And had no idea.
In the semi-final anyway.
All right. So, Marky Mark, we've finished our beers.
Time has come.
Probably should have got another one. Should we get another beer to watch on. This on? So you just talk to the crowd for an extended period.
You're
going to
edit this part out. Unless you forget.
Yeah.
Sometimes you forget.
I have taken a test before.
To edit this part out. And I was just sitting here talking to the camera. The guy who sent me this, by the way, emailed me recently to say he thinks it's cool that it's appearing on the podcast because he's a usual listener rather than a YouTube viewer. This is a sumo magnet, which you probably can't see very clearly. But, Waka Takakage is the name of that sumo wrestler. And at sumo, they sell souvenirs of the wrestlers. That is one of the things on the set of Two Cents Gets Distracted, along with the 2CGD trophy, which Tony bought. There you go.
You've been enjoying your...
Just talking to myself.
It's been fun.
Yeah.
What have you been talking about?
Talking about you.
Oh, right.
And a bit of Waka Takakage.
Oh, you found that you remember the name.
Yeah.
Remember the name.
I'm getting old. I'm having blankouts.
Bring this up here. So, look, I have listened to a couple of these. I definitely have not listened to them all, so we have no idea what we're going to get. So, as we said before, we put it out to some people on Reddit, put it out to our various massive social media followings. And
yes.
We're, to be fair, probably 10's a good number. We couldn't be here all night doing this.
Yeah, we're not the biggest podcast in the world either.
We're certainly not. But
I think we're niche.
We are about as niche as it gets, really.
Oh, there's more niche.
Oh, we're pretty... Yeah, I guess you're right. Got a little bit of condensation on my fingers. Makes it harder.
Condensation.
My station is condensed. Hold on.
Using the trackpad. It's always harder than using a mouse.
Okay, look. Now, don't look at the names because that'll give things away. So, we've got... I don't know. I'm just going to click through, go top to the bottom.
Top to bottom.
And
he loves the top, but he loves the bottom.
I'll try and bang on these hard, and that will give me like a click to sink into. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know what you're saying.
Just because I have to sync it up. So basically, we're going to watch it here, and then you'll see the video.
Okay.
Or if it's not a video, you'll hear it.
Okay.
Okay. Don't worry. You'll be involved in the action. It won't be just us.
I also have an email.
Oh, you got an email? You want to do your email first?
Okay. So I got an email from someone who wanted to remain anonymous.
Oh.
But he just said, I wanted to share...
So it's such it's a shameful thing to be a fan of this podcast.
Basically,
you have to
don't let anybody know. He just said, I wanted to share this with you, this photo, which I'm sure Tony will edit in right now.
Hey, that's Jonah.
It's Jonah.
Hey.
With a shitload of trophies. If you didn't know...
That's him at Wesley College?
Yeah.
He's a schoolboy.
Tony? Jonah. Jonah was a freak athlete who just won like
every
event,
track,
like track, like high jump, long jump, 100 meters, like every just fucking trophy. The guy was an absolute genetic freak. So this guy basically just said he won every damn event, won everything on the day, and the rest of the school fought for second place. It wasn't his speed or his size, but it was the speed plus his drive. Yeah. Yeah, they were both old Wesley boys, and they both have kidney disease. So that's unfortunate, but that's a cool photo.
Wish you
all the best with that. But yeah, man, imagine Jonah without kidney disease.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
How much better could he have been? Like, he was still in the All Blacks while he was sick.
I know. It's a mind-boggling, because considering how much he changed the world. Like, how many, like, you think about peak Jonah, like 95, even the 99 tournament. And moments and games, but we just got these little brief times.
Yep.
And then there were other times where he was struggling and going through stuff, both off the field and on the field. And it was tough. But you just we never seen the likes of him before. And probably the greatest, I'd say the greatest performer we've ever had in rugby in terms of dominance, just the ability to
literally change the game. Not many guys can do
made us a professional game, first global superstar.
Yep.
Rest in peace, Jonah. I did not expect us to start with some Jonah reminiscing, but here we are. Okay.
So cheers for sending that out.
Thank you. That was pretty very cool. All right. This is, I don't know if this is a video or not, but we'll soon see when I press play. Oh, no, that is. So, Chris Mouton. This is Chris Mouton.
Oh, I know Chris from the comments.
Do you? Okay. Get on you, Chris. Oh,
he's got to select an app.
Oh, jeez. Hold on. Here we go. Hold on. You know what? Okay, here we go. No, it's
audio.
It's audio. So, I'm going to listen to me click. All right, ready?
Hey, boys. Chris here, all the way from Austria. I'm the Namibian living in Austria.
Yeah.
Speaking to a show in New Zealand. So, yeah, you guys connect the world, eh? Congratulations on the 100th episode. That's really awesome.
Thank you, Chris.
I love the banter, the shit talk. honestly, would have been a lot of fun, you know, getting drunk with you guys and just talking about crap.
Would I get drunk?
It really feels like I'm in a room with mates.
Nice.
Listening to you guys while I'm working. I'm glad I discovered you guys. Been a long time fan. Not always that active in the comments. Mostly because I have no idea what to say. But keep it up, guys. And on to the next one, yeah? On to the next 100. Hope you have a good weekend.
Oh, what a legend. Cheers,
Chris. Now, Chris has been around on the comments of at least years.
What a champ.
Yeah, a Namibian living in Austria. He's talked a few times about like trying to get games going and stuff in Austria. Like sometimes it's hard to, you know, find games to view and whatnot. But yeah, proper.
And like, don't worry about not knowing what to say. I don't know what to say. And
he's got a podcast. I've got a buddy
podcast about rugby.
Cheers, Chris.
What a champ. Good to you. Thank you very much, Chris. People always think I'm drunk.
You just give off that vibe.
I don't think I've ever been drunk on the podcast, but appreciate you, mate. This is Dylan's voice note we've got coming up here.
Okay, Dylan.
Okay, I'm going to make a big clickety click.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Mark. Congratulations on your 100th episode of 2 Cents Gets Distracted.
A rugby podcast.
Originally, I'm from Auckland, but now I live in LA and I intern at a record label in downtown by Skid Row. I have to catch the bus there and... You guys, just listening to you guys talking kind of keeps me at peace. Oh. It reminds me a bit of home because I've been away for quite a while. You know, I lived in Australia for a bit too.
Right.
And you guys are just like my comfort podcast.
That's so cool.
So I just want to say thank you. Thank you for doing what you do.
Oh, man.
It means a lot to me. I don't care what kind of shit you talk about. Just I always watch the ramble part, so keep doing what you're doing. Love it.
Thanks, man. That's so nice.
I was going to play, like, guess the accent game, because I was like, he's a bit Kiwi, but he's a bit Aussie. Yeah. But then he's like a Kiwi who lived in Australia who's now in America.
And funnily enough, it's a big it's a big popular point for us. Skid Row. We've got a lot of listeners in Skid Row.
There you go. So, that's where all the views
what
are
a legend,
from.
Man. Yeah, we really appreciate it. We're glad to give you a little bit of peace on
Dylan. That. Cheers, Dylan.
What a ledge.
I've noticed nobody's wanted to show their face just yet. No, we're doing 2 from 2 with the audio.
Yeah,
don't blame you.
I said roast us. I thought I was expecting
these guys
people,
are being nice.
So nice. I thought they were going to be like, you fucking pieces of... okay, all right. But no, appreciate that. What a legend.
That's
okay,
awesome.
Here we go. This one's called From Israel with Love.
Hey guys, congrats for the 100th episode. I've been with you from the very beginning. And following Mark's channel, seeing all the stats and the reviews and previews and all that. And it's great to see a bit of a different light to him. And in a more realistic conversation format.
There we go.
I really got to know you guys and you're really great rugby fans. And it's just nice. It's like a wave of fresh air compared to the other crap you find around.
Thanks, man.
And love your stuff. Keep on going.
That's cool. Thanks, a lot man. Of people say that. Like, it's such a different vibe when I'm with you compared to when I'm doing, like, the very kind of straight
stats.
Stuff.
Yeah. Ram Mount Montella Smithson.
Yeah, man.
Thank you very much, my
dude.
That's
cool.
What a legend.
Yeah.
What a legend.
Yeah, like I said, he's made a point, which quite a few people have said, they like seeing me kind of... They especially like the videos when I'm on your channel as well, because even more so, I feel like... Even though...
Because we drop more F-bombs.
Like, we used to have it kind of quite a distinct split. Like your channel, my channel felt quite different, but even... It's blended a bit more.
Because we originally you were like, try not to swear.
Try not to swear, yeah.
And then it was... All right, I'll fucking give it a good go.
Yeah. Let's just let it go.
Yeah, but it kind of slips through. And people now know that.
If that they is see probably, that coming up, then they either watch it or they don't.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you, Ram Montella.
That's awesome. Cheers, man.
You.
Very cool.
What a legend. Okay. Oh, here we go. What do we got? Yvonne Mullen.
Yvonne's the one
there
that...
There we go.
Yeah.
There we go.
Hi, this is Yvonne from the Cayman Islands via Ireland and Leinster. A huge fan of the
Cayman
show.
Islands.
I'm also the one and the same person as suggested that Tony's t-shirt looked like a used sanitary towel. In fairness to me, it was invited, and I did have to take it. Just a special gift from part of your 5% female demographic. Loving the show, guys. Keep up the hard work.
Oh, fantastic.
Man, that's well done. Video. Oh, smashed it. That's awesome. Smashed Yvonne, it's funny that we mentioned her earlier, and here she is. She even put the Irish gear on in the Cayman Islands.
Rugby shirt for you.
There you go. I love
that. She's your perfect woman.
Yeah,
really.
There we go. Missed the trick. Should have met her earlier in life.
Oh, look at this. We know this name, mate. Here we go.
Oh.
There he is.
2CGD winner.
Oh, hold on. I've got to give myself a good clickety-clack. Yes. It's going to be hard to do it.
Mark, Tony, how are you guys doing? As well as my cats, I hope. It's not going well for me. I'm trying to move into a new house, and look how shitty this office still is. No videos anytime soon. But at least your podcast is keeping me going. Almost 100 episodes. Can't believe it. Keep up the good work, or I will lose my mind and go full Benoit on my family. Bye.
Full Benoit. Holy shit, that's a bit dark.
That's dark as fuck.
Goodness me, right?
Yeah, he's got to go into a murderous... It ends with suicide too. So don't do that, Rian. Rian, we love you, buddy. Thank you for that, pal.
No, nice house, man.
Real friend of the podcast.
Invite us round.
Okay, now who's this?
Yes, hello to Sans Rugby, aka Mr. Mark. I will never forget what you did. You will pay. Mark my words, Mark. You will pay. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but someday it will happen. So look up, especially on auspicious days like, I don't know, the 100th episode of your smelly podcast. Stinky little Chinese kid will have his revenge.
Yeah, it's your stinky.
That's the stinky Chinese kid. Somebody's used AI to make a stinky Chinese kid. You have to watch the podcast a long time to know what's going on. It's a bit of an in-joke.
Basically, Mark went over to a kid who was known as Stinky and farted so that he would be...
He'd get the blame for my flatulence.
Yeah.
Well done. That's a real loyal viewer of the podcast.
I don't think it's AI. I think it's that stinky kid.
You think it's the actual stinky kid? There we go.
Now, look, this person said TCGD, which is a different take on 2CGD, but it's T2. Look, there we go. Tristan Bikey Man. Tristan. Okay, hold on.
Remember a big click, Tony.
Big click. Short and sweet, this one. Let's see.
How's Mark and Tony? Tristan here from South Africa. Just wanted to congratulate you guys on 100 episodes of Two Cents Gets Distracted. Cracking open a cold one for you guys.
Yay!
And wishing you a long and successful podcasting career.
Mwah! Oh, I love it how he cracked one open right from the microphone.
Gave us some great little ASMR. Fantastic. Well, thank you, Tristan. Thank you very much, Tristan. Bikey man.
Mm.
What a ledge.
I hope that was a wind hook or some of the... All right, nice bit of drop. Last three.
Pate McDaniel. This guy. Pate. What's up, Mark? Okay, let's start him again. Hold on. I just love...
He's in America.
Look at the way he looks.
That's awesome.
I love the hat.
USS Drum.
Yeah, here we go.
This guy must be a veteran. Thank you for your service.
Oh, there we go. Turn that volume up there.
What's up, Mark and Tony? This is Pate from Alabama, one of your proud American viewers.
Alabama?
Wow. I figured I'd come and tell my funny rugby story. I'm actually at work right now, redoing the exterior of a strip club. So I figured Tony would get a kick out of that. But anyways, playing college rugby. Look at the state of the strip club. We were playing against a team. I was playing scrum half. And not even 10 minutes into the first half, my rugby shorts ripped right down the seam, right down the crack to the bottom of the seat. And I had no underwear on. So my balls and asshole and taint were just out. Every time I had to bend over at the halfback position to get the ball out of the ruck, my old gooch and nuts were hanging out. So I played a half of rugby with my balls hanging out. So figure you guys would enjoy that.
Yay!
And just love y'all show. Congratulations on the 100 episodes.
What a champion.
And Come on, Mark. Get on the rugby league.
Yeah.
Tony, you got to get him to a Waz game or something. Yes. Rugby league's awesome, Mark. Come on. But either way, I love y'all guys' channel. Keep it up. And peace out from America.
Oh what man. A champ.
That can't be true, Baltics.
I love it as like my taint.
Well, when he said he had a story to tell, I was like, yeah. this could go.
I love the fact that he's outside like a pink ass strip club.
That's still that had everything.
Yeah, what a champion. You win.
Yeah, I think you win.
Oh, fantastic. All right, that's a hard act to follow. Who we got here? Okay, here we go.
2 cents, distracted love poem. Randomly factual.
Oh, hello. Let's see, here we go.
Roses are red, a scrum off the mark. I can't wait for the podcast after we conquer Eden Park.
Oh.
Congratulations on 100 episodes, guys. Cheers, bye.
Was that a haiku? I think that was a Oh, no, that's not a haiku. That's just the roses are red.
It's a limerick. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, that's smart.
After we conquer Eden Park.
They're confident. I love that. That's
Thank
awesome.
Thank you very much. Bit of a poem.
Lucky last.
Last but not least. Here we go. What have we got here?
Oh, Alex Owen.
You go to the your big loud smash.
Here we go. Clickety click.
Greetings from the UK. Not sure what's been more impressive, the success of the podcast or the demise of my beloved Wales. Came for the whiteboard, stayed for whatever the fuck this is. Happy 100.
Thank you, mate.
Came sure, for the whiteboard and stayed for whatever the fuck this is. That's a good way to sum it up. That's a fitting end.
Yeah, fantastic.
I wonder if he's even related to Squidge, because Squidge is also an Owen. Robbie Owen.
They're fucked, man. There's so many Owens in the UK. Oh, not in the UK, in Wales. It's one of those names.
Yeah, I know. Well, that was awesome. Owens. That didn't let me down.
That was fantastic.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much to those wonderful people. We really appreciate that. That's means awesome. A lot to us.
That's going... Yeah. Beyond the call of duty.
Really is. So thank you very much. And even if you just thank you for those people who watch us.
Yeah.
Watch us, listen to us. If we make you giggle or you just really enjoy our sweet hot takes on rugby content, we really appreciate it. Sorry if we go a little bit too far and a bit biased.
Or if Tony talks too much league.
We talk too much about semen or something like that. We apologize too. But we really appreciate you.
We love it. 100 more?
100 more, mate. The thing that I take the most of is the people who are just like, yeah, it's just like hanging out with a mate.
Because, that's cool.
Because we are about as regular as fucking regular people.
This is it.
Yeah. We can't be anything else. No. Really.
Not really.
We don't stand on any sort of graces or anything. So thank you very much.
That's it. Yeah.
That's it.
Cheers, everybody, for being here.
Cheers.
And fingers crossed, another 100 more.
Another 100 more of these motherfuckers. Cheers to you, man. Good on you, Mark. Thank you, buddy.
Take care, folks.
See you later.